Welcome to Our Pops Cast.
The 30 minutes of your day you didn't realize you needed. We are Pops and Pops.
I'm Miguel.
And I'm Jose.
And we invite you to grab a cocktail,
turn up the volume,
and shoot the shit with us.
Life is always better with Pops and Pops, so make sure to follow us on Instagram at Our Pops Cast.
And subscribe to Our Pops Cast wherever you listen to podcasts. And now,
let's go!
Hi, Pops.
Hi, Pops. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, that's it. I'm good.
That's it. I'm just good. Oh. I'm kind of hungry, so I'm eating some corn nuts.
Corn nuts. This show is sponsored by corn nuts.
Chile picante.
They're actually really good.
Con limón.
Con limón.
Yeah.
They're really good.
They're
like
really
them.
They're really good. Okay, that's the last one I'm going to have because...
You got that?
I'm going to be crunching throughout the show.
No. I don't think our poppers would appreciate that.
No, absolutely not.
Well, happy 4th. Happy July.
Happy all the things. How was your 4th of July?
It was good. We went over to our friend Jake and Sean's place and had a little pool party.
Yeah.
Gayness, realness, everything.
Yeah
it was good. It was
gayness,
fun.
Realness, all the nesses. So... I have to tell everybody, whenever we were at the pool and they said we were going to have a fireworks show, and everybody was like, a fireworks show? There's no way they're going to pop fireworks here.
Yeah.
Like, they live in a nice little subdivision. So everybody gets in the pool because they're like, everybody get in the pool, get ready for the fireworks show. And then they turned on a projector and started projecting fireworks on the house.
But we were all looking.
But everybody was like, wow.
Mesmerized and just wow.
It was pretty great. We had a great time.
And there were some people popping some fireworks. So like full sound effects.
You could hear fireworks popping in the distance.
Yeah.
It was a really good time. Really good time.
It was a good time. We are a little late making this show only because we were out of town. And so our apologies. We are sorry.
Yes. So last weekend we went to Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton,
Ohio. And Jose and I are part, we've talked about this many times on the show, we're part of the MSJC, Marianist Social Justice Collaborative, LGBTQ+ initiative. And we have been planning this conference that we did last weekend for a few years now, actually. And so a really quick 30-second history. In 1974, the Marianists had a conference at the Bergamo Center in Dayton, Ohio. And it was one of the first of its kind that was called the Gay Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was all about ministering to LGBTQ+ people in the church and the Catholic Church. So this conference was sort of a 50th anniversary commemoration of that first conference, which is kind of crazy to think that that sort of conference was held in 1974.
And that the topics were basically all the same.
All the same, which is kind of crazy.
You would think like...
Minus the trans issues, because
right.
that wasn't really talked about at the time, right?
Right.
And so, anyway, it was super cool to be out there and be a part of the team that put on that conference. What did you think? Did you enjoy yourself? Did you have a good time? Was it everything you thought it was going to be? Was it harder? Was it easier? Talk to me. Tell me something.
It was definitely easier than what I anticipated. I think there was a lot of moments where, I mean, as a planning team, just looking right. from that perspective, I think there was a lot of elements of... things got to get done and like flipping rooms and doing all this, but all that just comes natural to me.
Yeah.
It might have
you're very logistic.
It might have like freaked people out on what we're going to do. I'm like, we got this. Like, it's not a big deal. I think the highlight of the weekend was sharing our love story to others, which was being part of a panel.
Right.
And discussing like our gay Catholic love as a couple. And sharing, you know, Catholicism into our relationship, how that all built, was all created and built into our foundation, our relationship foundation.
So, yeah. I thought that was very cool, too. The first question was share your love story. So getting to talk about how we met each other and all of that good stuff. I thought it was very cool. It was also really cool to me to get to meet people who were at the first conference 50 years ago who attended that. And it's cool because they have now gone on to like do their own ministry to LGBTQ+ people. And it was just awesome. And it was just cool hanging out with some fun people that we get to like, we see them on Zoom all the time, but we don't get to be in person because they're all over the country.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun. And then right after that, you disappeared and went to Houston.
I went to Houston, and that was the reason why we didn't do a show, only because things were back to back. I was on the road, and now I'm back, y'all. I am back for a while.
She's back with a vengeance. With a vengeance. Yeah, no, it was cool. It was cool. I'm glad we're back. I'm glad we are back on track again. What's coming up? Is there anything like crazy that's where? Oh, we're opening The Wizard of Oz at the theater I work at. So cool if y'all get to go see it. So I took some pictures today and I was going to send them to you. And then I thought, no, I'm going to wait and let you see it because we'll be there Friday at opening night.
I'm excited to see it. Like, it's that's going to be
so cool.
A good show. So props to Sam Pedro. Playhouse.
Yeah,
it's gonna be exciting. Hopefully y'all will get y'all's tickets. We'll be there opening night, which is this upcoming Friday.
Yes, it is.
Really excited. So
speaking of theater, we went and saw a show this weekend.
We saw a show. We saw
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That's right. Thank you.
I know you were gonna say Willy Wonka or something.
Something.
Well, because there's different names of, there's different versions of the same story and they're called different things.
Yeah.
But this one in particular was called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And what did you think?
It was a fun show. It was a really cute, fun show. They have another weekend available. Next weekend's closing weekend. So.
Yeah, that's right. So come see Wizard of Oz on Friday and then go see Charlie on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. There you go. You have your whole weekend.
My favorite part was probably the little Oompa Loompas because they were all kids. And it was just so damn cute. They were so cute.
And sassy.
And sassy. Like
who taught them that?
Yeah. It was really fun. It was fun to go
see.
So what do you have for us today, Pops? What are we going to get started with?
Well, let's see. I have this sort of interesting, I mean, I've been traveling and all this stuff, and we love Spain and Barcelona.
Uh-huh.
And I found this really sad article about protesters in Barcelona.
Yeah. They're upset because tourists are hiking up their rental prices.
Yes. The demonstration is about, it's against mass tourism in Spain, overall in Spain, and the impact that it has on living costs and the quality of life for the local people. So,
right.
Yeah, I was all, just as we were thinking about going to Barcelona, then there's that.
And yeah,
like
it was
throwing
crazy.
Water bottles and water, shooting like cannons
and stuff.
Yeah, like that's very sad to see that. Like, I think a lot of tourists like going, I mean, especially during the summertime, like where
that's beautiful there.
It's just a nice country to visit. What, it's very friendly.
But what do you think about that? Like, do you think, is that valid? Is there a different way to go about that? Like, because in my opinion, I think, like, I get it. I see where they're coming from. But I don't know. Tourism also is what kind of keeps their economy booming. Right.
Yeah, it supports the local businesses. It supports tourism in general, like hotels and local hotels and little shops. And it affects so many things. And to even decrease a certain amount has an impact.
Right. The mayor or whoever is the mayor of Barcelona. He mentioned that he is going to start imposing, or they're working on a plan to start imposing a law, a rule, whatever you call it. So you cannot rent long term to tourists.
Oh, wow.
So, right. Because that's kind of the big thing is they don't want people to hike up the prices of their living spaces.
Right. Yeah.
So they're trying to initiate a rule to make that not happen anymore. But yeah, I saw the article and the videos and stuff. And I was like, no.
I know.
We were just literally talking about that this weekend.
I know. We're going to go back. We're definitely going to hit it up again.
But
and
not
then...
if I'm going to get shot with water guns. No man, Pam. I'm not trying to get.
We got to figure out when's off season, and I'm not going to Europe during the wintertime. I mean, it's just cold as if it's going to New York. Like, no, I'm not.
Is it really?
Yeah, it gets cold up there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Okay. So, what do you have? What fun story do you have? Since we've already went down, down.
So, you know, I'm like an advocate for animals right now. I'm in my animal saving.
I can see in all your Insta.
My animal saving era. But a cool story. There were these two men who went fishing up in Mississippi, on a lake in Mississippi. And it was an older gentleman and a younger guide that took him out fishing. And they had been out for a little while and, you know, whatever, just a normal day. And then they heard some like barking, like dogs barking.
Oh.
And it was like, didn't sound like normal barking. Something just sounded kind of weird. So the guy asked the guide to take him over so they could go and check it out. And they found 38 hunting dogs in the water, basically like struggling, drowning, like
what?
Yeah, like struggling for their lives. And so they're like, what the heck? Well, there were so many dogs, of course, they couldn't get them all in. It was just a little fishing boat. So they like pulled some of them out of the water, took them back to the shore, came back, pulled them out of the water, took them back. They ended up saving all 38 dogs. None of them drowned. None of them died. And what happened was they were hunting dogs, and they could tell because they had markings on them. So they were official hunting dogs.
Okay.
They chased a deer out into the water, and the deer had, they could see the deer in the distance swimming like, I got this. And the dogs kind of got disoriented, and they couldn't see the shoreline on either side of the lake.
It's like us doing a swim during the triathlon. Yes. And we're like, and we get up, we pull our heads up, like, we're definitely going the wrong way.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So that's, okay, I mean, it happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they saw the dogs were kind of out there, just kind of lost. And
like
they managed to, yeah, they managed to save all of them. They said the last batch that they went to get were almost like, they were, could barely even keep their heads over water anymore.
Oh, my God.
They've been out there so long, struggling. Poor
babies.
Oh,
my God. Two sad stories back to back. What is happening?
No, it's not a sad story. They saved them
they
all.
They saved. They're alive. They're alive. They're
all fine. So, yes, yes. Good little heartfelt story. Thanks to the two guys who went out there and saved the dog.
Wow. So magical.
You know, we do what we got to do. Speaking of magical, I do have another story.
Oh, good.
It's not about an animal.
Or sad.
It's not sad. It's kind of heartwarming. It might make you tear up a little bit,
though. Oh, Lord.
You know, we just finished June, which was Pride Month, right?
Yes.
And so there was a Pride Parade happening in Portugal. I don't remember the exact city or whatever, but it was somewhere in Portugal. And the parade was going down this little route, and there was this old man standing outside of his house holding a Portugal flag, like a nation, their nation's flag or country flag or whatever.
Yeah.
Which, as the article says, could have been a little bit alarming, because usually when people are holding up their like national flag, it's kind of it infers like being very right-wing,
right,
or, you know, kind of anti the LGBTQ thing. Anyway, he was out there holding his flag, and he started pointing at this girl and telling her to like come over to him, and she was holding a pride flag. So everybody was like, what did she do? Like, is this safe, whatever? And she just like went up to him, and he offered to trade flags with her.
What?
And so she gave him her pride flag.
Okay.
He gave her his national flag.
Okay.
And then they like embraced in a hug, and she left, and they asked her what he said to her. And she was like, it was so loud and there was so much noise. I don't even know what the words were that we exchanged with each other. But she left and walked away. And as she walked away, he like hugged the flag, and there's pictures of him where he just started like weeping, like holding the pride flag, like hugging it.
Oh, it's like a Fiesta medal exchange. So, like, you can have my flag.
Oh, my God.
No. Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's.
All right. Okay. Never mind. Got it. All right. It was a sweet moment until you decided to make it about Fiesta. Next story, please. It's okay. I thought it was very sweet, but no.
That is so sweet, but they did it like an exchange. Like,
yeah. Okay. It's cool. Got it. Awesome. What do you have for us?
We're talking about Pride.
Go ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead. No, it's all right.
Well, I was going to go two different routes, but...
Clearly.
Well, let's go down to sad route again. So in sports, did you hear that Andy Murray, do you know how Andy Murray, the tennis player?
Yes.
This is his last time that he'll be playing Wimbledon. Wimbledon is going on right now, the tennis competition,
right, people who don't know. Yes.
So it's really sad to have a send-off to one of the greatest tennis players. Well, I mean, he won two Wimbledon. I mean,
he's like a child, isn't he?
No. He's 37 years old.
He's young. That's young. It's not like he's like some old man that's going to be like...
But still.
Okay.
But still. I mean, he didn't recover from a cyst that was removed on his spine. And so,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So he had that in June, but that wasn't the reason why it was his last tournament. He had a doubles and someone had to drop out that was playing with him.
So he didn't compete at Wimbledon this year. Or you don't know. You need to thoroughly investigate your whole stories here. You can't just give us the little headline.
Well, all I know is that he is not having a proper play at Wimbledon, but that he's also prepping himself for the Olympics in Paris.
Yeah.
So he plans to retire the following month, which is going to be in Paris Olympics. So kind of a sad news that I liked him. He was a great tennis player. I think he's
cute.
Well, okay. So hopefully we get to see him in the Paris Olympics.
That's the only reason anybody liked him to begin with, because he was super hot. That's it. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
So we don't know if he's going to the Olympics yet. Have those trials happened yet? Or all right, and more Olympic news. Oh my gosh, this episode is
it's really Wonka.
Yeah, it's really Wonka.
What do you have? What do you?
Nico Young.
Who's that?
Me, he's 21 years old. Makes history as the first out U.S. gay male track and field athlete to make the Olympics. So as of now, he's the only one we know of that's heading to Paris in that particular category. Wow. There's a bunch of already out people that have qualified to go to the Olympics. If you want to find out more, you can do a search for Team LGBTQ, and they're going to have a consistent medal count for all of the LGBTQ athletes who are going to the Olympics. There are many of them right now, but he is the first out gay male in track and field. So it was very interesting because there have been others, but they all either came out after they had already gone to the Olympics, or they didn't find out until after they had died that they were actually gay. But he's the first gay male track and field athlete in history to go. Yep. His name is Nico Young. He's 21. He's super cute. So check him out.
What about that skier? Didn't he go into the winter?
Track and field.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. Because there's been divers. There's been Hemsworth or Hunksworth. Yeah. What's his name?
Hemsworth.
Kensworthy. Hemsworth is the actor.
Hi.
Gus Kenworthy.
Gus.
There we go. You got it. Yeah, I know. He just posted a really racy picture on Instagram recently. So.
What?
Anyway, continuing down the same vein, there is a little cutie.
This roller coaster dip is going
We're on the rattler right now.
Girl, shake it up. Just shake it up.
Hold on to your necks, bitches. So in other
July is so
Olympic
sad.
Related news.
Okay.
Somebody who did not make the Olympic team, but y'all definitely should follow. His name is Trey Cunningham. He's out. He made the Olympic trials, but he did not make the team. He just recently publicly came out. He was another track and field guy. He's yummy. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Trey Cunningham. Go check him out. All right. What other sports do we have? I'm sure you've got something else since you're the sports fanatic.
You know, it's been a really, there's a lot of things going on right now in sports.
Tell us one.
We got Wimbledon. We have NFL tryouts. What do you call that? It's like spring season or summer, glancing of what may happen.
Glancing?
Yeah. It's
2024 summer glance.
Summer glance, yeah. Before they start fall trials, before they go to full season, preseason, end season. So there's that. And then the NBA, Curry has been in the news, and he's afraid that he may be gone soon. He's very committed to his team.
Oh, aren't we in summer league something or other for NBA right now?
Yeah,
the Spurs just played.
Yeah.
Because we went to Jake and Sean's, and the gate guard was like, "Are y'all here to watch the Spurs game?" And we're all,
"Who?
Huh?
What? Huh? Season's over, bro."
And then he was like, "Yeah, it's the summer glance for the Spurs."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Go Spurs." I don't know what.
It's the golf.
As I was wearing my rainbow shorts and my tiny tank And I'm like, girl, do we look like we're watching the Spurs?
Yeah. I was like, just let us in, brah.
Let us in, brah.
Yeah, we have the passcode.
Yes, and we have fireworks to watch. Okay, so I take it you don't have any more sports stuff.
I've covered enough.
Did you? I'm so glad you read those headlines to us.
Yeah.
I did want to... Okay, so switching gears completely now. Do you know what a beard is?
Are you referencing... the gay term beard, yes. in which it's whenever, so if it's a gay guy,
okay,
and you have a friend with you,
yes,
who's mainly a woman,
okay, mainly a woman, she's not she's not a woman, she's just mainly
she's just what,
mainly a woman.
Well, it could be a lesbian. It could be...
That's a woman?
Okay, hang tight. Everyone just... God. Can we start over?
Yes. What's a beard? Go ahead. Sorry.
And it's basically to cover up a relationship that a person, I guess, is straight?
You're on the right track.
Okay,
it's basically whenever a gay person...
Right.
Goes to, hangs out with, is seen often with a straight person who is really there just to cover up the gay person's sexuality.
Right. That's what I said.
That's what you were thinking.
Right.
No, that's what came out.
Yes.
So I just want to talk about that term real quick, because I heard it and I wasn't sure that everybody knew what that meant, like what a beard is. Because we use a lot of terms in gay culture that a lot of straight people don't know, or they hear it and it takes them a minute to be like, oh, I get what that is. But I heard the word beard and I was thinking, I wonder if most people know what a beard is. And I went online to go and do a little search, and I found out that Betty White
was a beard
for Liberace.
Wait, how?
Yeah. So Liberace never, ever, until maybe he died or until late in his life, came out, right?
Right.
I think he lived his entire life trying to convince people that he was a straight man. And Betty White was his beard. Like, she knew he was gay, and she would attend big events with him as his, like,
date.
As his date, as his plus one.
Oh.
Yeah, to, you know,
that's
to, like,
cute.
Help him cover it up. Like, how do you cover that up? He's, like, basically a purse. But she was his beard. Did you ever have a beard, like, before you came out?
I don't think I did.
No?
Uh-uh.
I don't think I did either. I feel like once I came out, I was like, that's it, I'm out.
I don't really think I have a coming out story.
Really?
Like, well, I don't.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Like, I never had to come out, nor did I ever hide it. I mean, if you were to ask me, I would tell you what my feelings are at that time. But I think I just... grew into the gayness. So if you ask me at this moment, this is where I'm at today.
She just blossomed. She just bloomed into her gayness.
Girl.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
No, I don't have a mole. I mean, what do you call it?
A beard.
A
mole. Are you going to say a mole? That's what I knew her before.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, now, for anybody who didn't know, now you know what a beard is.
There you go. Yeah, more. I didn't know we were doing gay 101.
Maybe each episode we should talk about another little gay term that people might not know.
Wow.
If you know one that we don't know, share it with us. You can do it on our hotline at 210-816-3747. I think that's it, right? That's it. 210-816-3747. Gosh, I'm so smart.
You're so smart. I know.
I know. All right, what else do you have?
Well, I have some funnies, since we're going to the route of being funny now.
Okay, yeah, hilarious.
And this time is a little different. I'm doing one-liners. So it doesn't have a punchline. You're not going to have to answer my question.
Okay.
Any of that. So
the funny is
the
one-liner.
And here we go. In hopes that it lifts your spirits. And here we go.
Let's hope.
Here we go. The first one. My wife told me to stop impersonating a flamingo. I had to put my foot down.
Okay. Are there more?
Okay. The next one is, I was wondering why the Frisbee kept getting bigger
and bigger, but then it hit me.
Maybe you should stick to those little question ones.
Or like a last one. Oh, I used to think I was indecisive, but now I'm not so sure. And those are my funnies for the week.
Oh, my goodness. So, what is the most eaten item during the 4th of July?
Hot dog?
I think so. I don't really know what the answer to that question is.
You don't know.
I don't know. But there was a hot dog eating contest, which is held every 4th of July. And it's held at Coney Island, New York's Coney Island.
Okay.
This year, the winner was Patrick Bertoletti. Bertoletti. How many hot dogs do you think he ate? He
254.
He had 10 minutes.
254.
He ate 58, but you were close. Wow.
Minus 200.
Wow. He ate 58. He won his first title because the guy who usually wins didn't show up.
He ate 254.
No, there was another guy that usually wins. He's won for like years and years and years. And for some reason this year, he didn't go. There was some kind of controversy, so he didn't make it. He ended up in El Paso eating
watermelon,
being part of the contest in El Paso, and won.
Of course.
But this guy stepped up because he was like, I might have a chance this year. And he won. He won 58 hot dogs to win his first men's title at the annual Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. There was also a women's category.
Ooh.
And the defending champion, Miki Sudo, won her 10th title and set a new world record by downing how many?
Jalapenos?
Hot dogs.
Oh, hot dogs. Well, if the guy ate...
he ate 58.
60?
51.
Oh, yes. So close. It's better than 258.
Yeah. You were much closer.
I thought you were going to come like, she ate more.
No, she did not. She ate less.
I should have went lower.
You should have, but you didn't. She ate 51. He had a prior record of 55. And then he upped it to 58 this
year. Wow, world record. Well, for himself.
Do you like hot dogs?
You know, not anymore.
Okay.
I used to love a good old dog.
Okay.
But now that I had your vegan dog.
Oh, yeah. That's good, right?
It's so good. Yeah, in fact, I went to the store looking for it. I couldn't find it.
Oh, yeah. There's the little freezer that says plant-based protein.
Yeah. I went looking in there, but there's a lot of options. So I was like, but which dog was it?
Oh, yeah, because there's different ones.
There's different, and I don't want to screw that up.
Yeah. But no, those were good.
Yeah.
Yes. Y'all eat more plant-based stuff, please.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
So I do want to, we're kind of coming close to the end of our segment today. So as we finish up, I do want to make a tiny little announcement. Just a little one, little Chiquito announcement. That I'm going to start launching a new little merch line.
She has merch.
She's an entrepreneur. So at the conference.
Working woman special.
I want to have a working woman special, please. Last weekend at the conference, I got some t-shirts made for you and I.
Yeah.
That were kind of LGBTQ themed, but also faith-based. And we wore them. And then I posted some pictures and one of them was with Father Jim Martin, who was one of the speakers that weekend. If you don't know who he is, go check him out. He's incredible. Anyway, so he ended up reposting that picture, which was awesome. And people started asking, where do I get those shirts? Where do I get those shirts? Where do I get those shirts?
Where do you get those shirts,
so,
Miguel?
I decided to start a little line. It's going to be called Sweet Illumination.
Ooh.
Yes, because of the song of the same name. If you've never heard it, listen to it. It's great. And so, yeah, new little project coming up. You can already purchase my shirts if you go to the Instagram Sweet Illumination, and the link there will take you where you can get some shirts.
Yeah. She's
really
this entrepreneur.
And so as that kind of happens, I'll share more here so y'all can follow along and buy a shirt. Yeah, maybe we'll make millions one day.
You know, with God's love, it's being so inclusive as I'm reading your shirt with no pants on. Put on some pants.
Excuse me. They're very short pants. All right, that's the end of our segment. Oh, God.
No, before we go, shout out to Rogelio and Ami for being frequent listeners and also for hanging out with us. We went to dinner with
them.
That's
right.
And we talked a lot about the show. I just want to make sure we get the shout out to them.
Rogelio's so sweet. He always sees me at the gym and says, I listen to your podcast. Yeah. And so thank y'all for listening.
Thank you for listening. And it was a lovely, lovely dinner. Can't wait to do that again.
Yep.
And yeah.
That's it. It was a great weekend.
Great weekend.
And let's see what happens next. If you have anything for us, if you have comments, questions, suggestions, you want to tell us how much you love us, you can do it on our hotline at 210-816-3747. You can call or text.
Text.
We always thank you for being just dedicated poppers. Follow us on Instagram at
our... It's been a while.
Oh, my goodness.
At our Popscast.
At our Popscast. Be sure to click follow and rate us and leave a comment wherever you listen
what
to our
Popscast. What is happening?
Oh, Lord. We need a drink. All right. Until next week.
Bye.